every single one of the remaining MVC hopefuls has the same goal and dream of getting the call next week with a spot on the 2013 roster. It is a dream that will be achieved by 35 lucky ladies, and one of those potential candidates is hoping next week is just another goal of hers to be accomplished. When she isn't working or at MVC tryouts, you can usually find Christina at Lake Calhoun, where she spends countless hours running and working to accomplish her dream.
My first one was the Twin Cities in 2010, and then I just did the Chicago Marathon this past fall, 2012, and I'm currently training for the Grandma's Marathon this summer. Fitness is definitely something that's always been important in my life. You know, I've grown up dancing, playing soccer, so I've always been really active. And I think running is just a great activity that you can do with friends. You can do it on your own. And there's nothing like just like going for a run and being outside with nature.
But running and dancing are not the only passions for this rookie MVC hopeful. At the young age of 28, she has already traveled to more countries than most people get to in a lifetime.
My family is Greek, so we went to Greece a lot growing up, and that intrigued me. Went to Spain, Barcelona, studied abroad when I was in college, and then when I graduated, I was an au pair in Australia for a year in Sydney. And so then from there, was fortunate to get to go to Thailand and Vietnam and Cambodia and New Zealand. On that side of the world, so many different places. And then I also had the opportunity to dance in South Africa and India for 3 months, and had a great experience there cheering for cricket, actually. And then I also lived in Chile and Argentina for 5 months.
Traveling the world and taking in different cultures was a dream for Christina since she was growing up, and she made it a priority in life to accomplish that feat and follow her passion.
I think, you know, you've always heard once you get to the travel itch, you can't stop. So once I started going to different countries and, you know, experiencing different cultures and ethnicities, I definitely didn't want to stop, and I wanted to experience more and more. And I think one of the biggest things that I really appreciated about my travel experience is that the more that I've been submerged in different cultures, and I've had to be flexible, and I've learned and grown in the different places that I've lived, I think it's really helped in my work as a school counselor. I work in a really diverse school, wonderful school in Brooklyn Park, and I love it. And my travel experience has really helped me connect with different students as they're from all over the world.
But there is another dream for Christina that hasn't yet been accomplished, but is within reach. Becoming a member of the MVC.
This has been a long, long time goal that I've had, I'd say ever since I was in high school, and I'd go to performances and I'd see the MVC perform, and I've had numerous friends throughout the year be on MVC, so this would be the ultimate goal of my dream to make the MVC.
Trying out for her first time, Christina has advanced past open auditions and is one of the 52 remaining finalists working for a spot on the 2013 roster.
Being part of such a reputable organization that's so well respected, not just in Minnesota, but across the country, people know all about the MVC and just how professional and well run this program is, and just how really hardworking the girls are. And so to be a part of something like that would just be incredible.
She has never let obstacles derail her dreams before. So if history is any indication, there is a good chance Christina will be living out another one of her dreams as a Minnesota Vikings cheerleader.
Just no regrets, because you never want to walk away thinking you could have done better where that was your opportunity to do your best.
Coming up, we spotlight an MVC rookie candidate hoping her fifth time is a charm. That's next on The Making of the Minnesota Vikings Cheerleaders. with 52 ladies left vying for one of the 35 spots on the 2013 cheerleader roster, there will be joy and some sorrow next week when the team is announced. For some, not making the team is an end to a dancing career and dream. But for others, it is just more motivation to come back better next year.
If they're not in that top 35, we stress a lot. And the reason why we do is because I'm an absolute firm believer everything happens for a reason. So they're going to find out what that reason is someday, at some point, whether it's all of a sudden they're going to get a job offer this year that's going to take them someplace else, and they're going to be like, oh, I wouldn't have even been able to be on the team. Or it's going to fuel them to go train harder, train bigger, and come back better next year. So when they do make it, they're actually going to be a better team member, and they're going to be able to succeed more as a team member than just hanging on and barely making the team. So we try to really communicate to them. We've seen it multiple times, so we know it's true. Everything happens for a reason. So if they don't make it, maybe not this year, but maybe next year.
Some of the candidates in camp have come so close to making the team before and have used that near miss to fuel their desire to improve over the offseason and be ready for the next year's auditions. That is the case with Starla, who advanced past open auditions and is in camp, hoping to land a spot on the roster for the first time. This is her fifth time trying out for the team, and she is hoping this time around will be her lucky time.
It says a lot about her of how dedicated and passionate and really determined she is. I would say she's a huge role model to me. She's so dedicated at everything she does.
When she isn't working on her dance skills, you can find Starla working on another passion of hers.
I always knew kind of I wanted to be a hairstylist, and I really feel like it just comes to down to like feeling good about yourself, and I really like to help others, and I really like to make people feel good. There's nothing better than having someone leave with a smile on their face and they're just so happy. It's like you almost change their life. But really, it's just so simple. You just give them a haircut or a little makeover, and it changes their life. And it's so rewarding just to know that you changed how someone's feeling about themselves. You know, someone had like a bad day, they just want to come in and get maybe their hair styled. And that's just such a good pick-me-up, and it's just a really good feeling. And I think that's pretty much the reason why I really wanted to be a hairstylist. Plus, the creative side is really fun too.
Her ability to make others feel good about themselves has helped Starla excel as a stylist. And she has that same positive mindset with her dancing career and her chances of making the MVC. No matter what happens next week, the Golden Valley native is satisfied knowing she gave it everything she had in her quest to accomplish a dream.
I just want to know that I walk away doing the best job I could possibly do. And whatever the end result is, I'm going to be so happy with myself because I, I'm the best version of myself, and all I can do is show the judges that and show the crowd that, and I just really hope that that's enough and that's what it takes to make the team, and just no regrets, because you never want to walk away thinking you could have done better where that was your opportunity to do your best. So not having it get all in your head, not overthinking it, not letting nerves get in the way. I really feel, those are the things that are really gonna block you. So if you just don't overthink it, for me personally, if I don't overthink it, I think that's when I really shine and I can do my best.
So those two nights tally up the scores that are gonna decide their fate for the next year.
Coming up, get ready for the pressure of next week's final audition and what is at stake for the 52 MVC hopefuls. That's next on the making of the Minnesota Vikings cheerleaders.